When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
On the 13th of March 2002, something mysterious was found in Exmoor. It had been a chilly, windy Wednesday morning when a park ranger began his rounds of the Moorland National Park before he came across a pile of bin bags that appeared to have been thrown close to the road. This wasn't unusual, however. People would fairly often dump rubbish and sometimes animal remains along this stretch of road. The ranger got to his job of clearing up the bags and assumed they were remains of some kind of pet. After completing his rounds, he proceeded to the Devon and Somerset Staghounds kennels, where the bones would be safely incinerated. But as the bags were opened and searched, a worrying discovery was made. These were the severely decomposed remains of a human body. An analysis was carried out on the remains to try and recover any evidence that remained. They found that the body had been wrapped in a single duvet cover and a single green bedsheet before being placed in the plastic bags. They also discovered underwear, Adidas shorts, and a gold necklace with a verse from the Quran engraved into it, as well as a white pillowcase and a stereo wire. But other than those items, the police had very little to go on. They began the painstaking process of trying to piece the clues together and find out who this man or woman was, and who was their suspected murderer. This proved to be harder than anyone could have imagined, and would end up leaving them with more questions than answers. Detective Chief Inspector Barry Douglas took the lead in the investigation and revealed at a press interview that the body had been identified as that belonging to a man aged between 20 and 30 years old, roughly 5'9", who had dark hair. They also released the fact that despite the man having been found in March 2002, they believed he had been murdered in either 1999 or the year 2000. The police were quick to ask the public for assistance in the case and appealed for any witnesses to come forward. They particularly appealed to horse riders or people who walk the area and urged people to think back to the months prior to ask themselves if they had seen anything of relevance or spotted any person or people acting strangely. But, to this day, the identity of this man remains unknown. This has made an already difficult investigation near impossible. The police looked through 2,366 missing persons on the national and international databases and were able to discount 2,357 of them. The remaining 9 people were looked into, but no solid leads came from them. But forensics were able to link the white pillowcase to a linen hire service that provides linen to hotels all over the southwest of England. They also theorised that the stereo wires may have been used to tie the man up. They have a full DNA profile of the man and were able to discover that the necklace had been made in Pakistan. The verse engraved onto it is known as one of the most important verses of the Quran. It references Allah being Almighty, and this verse is sometimes used to ward off evil spirits. Forensics were also able to determine that the man's body had been stored somewhere else, potentially in a fridge or freezer, for the years after his death and before he was dumped in the moors.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Based on isotopic testing carried out on the remains, an assumption could be made that the man may have lived in the local area for a few years prior, even up to 10 years before his murder. This pretty much rules out the theory that he was murdered out of the country, which was an initial theory. The following is a list of potential theories about who this man was. The man may have been an illegal refugee working in the Exmoor area. Maybe he even worked in the hospitality industry and had access to those linens himself. If a business knowingly hires illegal workers, they would be unlikely to report such a person as missing. Maybe he was a shy man who enjoyed a solitary life, so when he went missing, people just assumed he had moved on. Or could he have been involved in some form of illegal activities in the area? Potentially a member of a gang, which again would have been the reason for him not being reported as missing. Now on to the theories about what happened to him. Could the man have gotten himself into a fight with somebody at his workplace, which may have escalated to murder? Then his body was hidden in some sort of fridge or freezer and later moved and dumped onto the moor? Could he have been killed by a random attacker or in some sort of dispute and again stored somewhere? Some have theorized that maybe he was even killed by his own family, potentially having something to do with their religious beliefs. This is by no means painting the Muslim faith as violent, but there have been instances of honor killings happening to family members, so it is something that makes sense to address. As for theories of where the man came from, there is the possibility of him being a refugee. The Exmoor area does have direct coastal access, where refugee boats have been reported to have arrived. While this is not a certainty, it would explain why he was never reported missing. But let's say he was an Englishman who was born in the country or had been living in the area for a decent length of time, like the police believe. Why has he not been reported missing? Surely he had friends who noticed his absence. This is one of the many mysteries in this case that makes it so hard to wrap your head around. Another thing to discuss is the necklace. There is the chance that it was not actually the man's in the first place, and it could have potentially been left with him by the killer or killers, possibly because they felt guilty about what had happened. The necklace points away from the theory of the murder being a robbery gone wrong, as they wouldn't have left such valuable gold still on the man, surely. Or maybe it was simply left to throw the police off. Who knows? From the beginning, the police believed that, while it may be tricky, they would find out who this man was. Quote, "There are a lot more forensic tests which need to take place, and these will take days and weeks rather than hours. Our main priority now is to find out who he is and how he died. We are also trying to establish exactly how long the remains have been lying on that part of Exmoor," said Detective Chief Inspector Barry Douglas in March of 2002. In May of that same year, a reconstruction was released of what the man may have looked like based on his skull. The police hoped that this would prompt someone to come forward who may have recognized the man. Quote, "We do feel that someone must know who he is. Somebody can't just die and be disposed of and have no family or friends that don't know he is missing," said Barry Douglas. Sadly, no one ever came forward. And as of this recording, Exmoor's mysterious body in a bag remains a mystery.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain. A kingdom that unites all four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.